Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, tributes continue to pour in following the tragic death of Jack de Bromhead, the 13-year-old son of Henry and Heather de Bromhead, who died in a fall at Glen Bay Horse and Pony Races in Kerry on Saturday. A statement released by Jack's family yesterday described the teenager as a one-of-a-kind child who touched all our lives in the best way possible. A little earlier on, I spoke to jockey Davy Russell and I began by asking him how he knew Jack and when he got to know him.
I suppose he was go-racing with his dad and his mum quite a bit, himself and his sister, Mia, they're twins. So from a very young age, they were in around the races. And I suppose he was a beautiful boy. You know, he was just a very charming young boy and had a really gorgeous, cheeky smile on his face, and it was very easy to like him. I rode quite a bit for Henry at the time, and he's come to the race, he's come into the wear room, he'd drop in the colour bag, or he'd come in for a fistful of sweets or something, and he was just a very, very likeable young man.
And he had a bright future ahead of him.
He had. He last year he qualified his pony for Dublin. He rode in the main arena on his pony back in a flash, and he was a very capable rider, and he was always very excited about little things that he'd done, the next step that he'd take. You know, I remember him, you know, glowingly telling me about that he'd schooled over the hurdles up the field at home, and all these little things he'd always, you'd meet him along the way and he'd give you all these little bit of nuggets that, you know, he kind of passed the next step to becoming a jockey, and that's all he wanted to do. You know, I think it was a real sign of him that... you know, if Jack walked into the colour room in the yard, he had the choice of any set of colours in the country. You know, all the famous colours. He had, you know, JP, Jigginstown, Kenny Alexander, and the set of colours he chose to wear for himself were his parents' colours, you know. And he was so loyal to his mum and dad and to the yard. It was really nice to see.
It's just when you're reared in something, you might have a passing interest in it, but for him, he was reared in it, but he was absolutely, from everything I've heard and everything we've been reading, he was passionately interested in the horses.
He was a kind of a child. He was passionately interested in everything. I remember riding out down there and I saw a field full of Angus kind of wine and cattle, and I asked his dad, he was rearing a few cattle, and he said, no, they're Jack's. He was very interested in farming. He was very interested in everything going on around the place. And he was quite a good rugby player. He wore number 13 for his local rugby club. And just when he went about doing something, he gave it everything. He was very interested in his dogs and hunting. He'd get up every morning before school and go exercise his dogs before he got to school. And he was just the type of chap that, you know, you'd look at him and the affection he had for his parents was, you could see it in him that he just loved his life. He loved every moment of his life.
Yeah, that's been said about him, that he lived every moment to the full. I know in his parents' tribute to him that they said he didn't waste a minute of his short life. It's just desperately sad, Davy.
It's so sad, and it has touched an awful lot of people, you know, and he had that effect on people, and it just tell you the kind of look, he was a boy, he was only a child, but he was growing into be a young man, you know, very fast, and you know, he'll be sorely missed around the place.
Davy, thank you so much for talking to us about Jack today, and our sympathies to you and to his entire family and his friends and the racing community. Thank you, Davy.
Thanks, Claire. Thank you.
Well, I'm also joined by Michael Cahill, Fianna Fáil councillor in Kerry. And Michael, much like what happened in Talla, it's difficult to talk about this. You live where the accident happened.
Yes, Claire. I live in Raspa, where the races are held, in Glenbe and down at the beach. And look, this just was a terrible, terrible, terrible tragedy. And everyone, the entire community, the entire county is in a state of shock. And, you know, the races are going on here for well over 100 years, and never did anything like this happen before. I was down at the Carsveen races the previous Sunday, and where Jack won a race, and there was both he and his dad were interviewed. It was a beautiful interview to witness, and his dad was just so proud of him, like, you know. And it is a tough one now, Claire. The impact it's had on everyone, like, you know, people that don't know anything about racing or anything about the Bramhead family, and getting calls and messages, you know, from people everywhere, like, you know. And it has touched the hearts of everyone. Like, there's a very, very dark cloud over the entire community right now, and oh dear, you'd love to be able to change things around, but
life
is so precious, and you know, there's things you can do and you can't do, and so I just don't know what to say.
Well, it is a stark.
And
it's a stark reminder of just how precious life is. And I think Jack's passion for horse racing and his passion for life in general, it has just really touched people. And people will have seen him on camera with Brian Gleeson, and he had that gorgeous innocence about him, willingness to talk and be involved. That people's hearts are broken.
And Claire, like, people that are involved with the horses and so on, my own daughter Anna would have ridden her first Raspberry races at the age of 9, and, like, you know, you think about your own too,
of course,
and all of that. It could have been anyone's child, and my deepest sympathies go out to his mom and his dad and his two sisters, to the entire the Bramhead family, obviously, and the entire horse racing community, because they're a tight-knit community as well. And, you know, it's going to be hard to get over this, but look, and we send our support and prayers and everything to the family, like, you know, they're the people that are affected most.
Michael,
just terrible.
Michael, thank you very much for talking to us. I know it's a hard time, a really difficult time for the community in Kerry, where Michael is as well. It's worth maybe just bringing you a reminder of the words from the de Bramhead family, Henry and Heather, who have lost their son. They said, "A one-of-a-kind child who touched all our lives in the best way possible. He will be forever present in our lives, always cherished, always loved, frozen in time with a beautiful young soul. He was an amazing son who told us he loved us every day, an overbrimming heart of loyalty, empathy, patience, pluck, courage, and how he made us laugh." We'll take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.